Hello, my love bugs. It's 6:07 p.m. Today is Saturday, January 20th. And for anybody that's really into astrology, this is these next couple episodes, okay? It's dealing with astrology and me teaching you guys about what the fuck is really going on, okay? So, I think the last time I did something like this, I was teaching you guys about... It was that world predictions episodes. Like, I think it was a 3-part series. I don't remember, but it was the world prediction one, right? And I was telling you guys that we are transitioning into, the age of Aquarius. So today is the day that we are actually, planetarily transitioning into Aquarius with Pluto, the planet Pluto. You know how NASA and like people that deal with them, they try to tell us that Pluto doesn't matter. We haven't seen Pluto in years. I remember when we were kids, at least in my generation, Pluto was still a part of the planets that we considered. And then when it drifted away from us, it kind of like, they're like, oh, planet, Pluto's not a planet anymore, or we don't consider it because it's not in our immediate orbit anymore. That doesn't matter. It's still... I guess astrologically, or, when it comes to astronomy, it still matters. Like, it's a big deal. Pluto deals with the energy of like death and rebirth. And when I say death and rebirth, it doesn't mean like physical death. It's like, ego deaths, the endings of like the old version of yourself into like birthing this new version of yourself. Another way to explain it, when you look at your natal charts, is ego is like your sun sign. So if you're a Capricorn, if you're Aquarius, if you're Pisces, whatever your sign is, that you know I was born this day, so that makes me this sign, that's kind of like your ego. That's your personality. That's what people first get from you. When you show up in the world, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like the death of that version of yourself for you to become your rising sign, right? So, natal chart wise, definitely look at your natal chart. I'll be doing, specific signs. We're going to do the cardinal signs because I'm going to talk to the cardinal signs, which is, Capricorn. We're going to be doing Capricorn episode first. That's this one. And then the next one will be Aries, Cancer, and then Libra is the cardinal signs. Cardinal signs in the zodiac chart or in astrology at all, what that means is like cardinal is like, you can look at it as like the leaders of the zodiac. You can also look at it as they're both, they have the ability to be both mutable, which is like, they can go with the flow if they need to, or they can actually be fixed as well, where they're set in something. So cardinal signs have the best of both worlds. Fixed signs are more so like, if somebody says I'm a fixed sign, it means it's like you're stuck in your ways. You're not really, you have a harder time with change. You have a harder time with adapting change, new situations, things like that. So, the next 4-part to the series will be talking about the fixed signs because they're next in line. But first, we're going to start off with the cardinal signs. Okay. Like I said, Capricorns, Aries, Cancers, and, Libras are cardinal signs. So, there's so much to unpack here. So I think even though I just put the date on it, I'm still going to just like make this the beginning of each of the episodes, just in case somebody or however many of y'all don't listen to every episode. I'm not going to keep explaining this every fucking time. It's a lot to unpack, but like, how do I explain this to you guys? So for cardinal signs, the ones I just named off, you guys have been in a Pluto has been in, I think it's transitioning from Capricorn, if I'm correct. I have to look that up, but Pluto is finally shifting, and Pluto takes a longer time to change positions or change direction than other planetary planets, I guess. So, example, there's a Mercury retrograde every couple months, right? Mercury moves faster than Pluto, right? So for Pluto, it's in that same sign for like decades, damn near. So when it comes to it shifting into Aquarius, it has been, I believe it just came out of Capricorn. I would have to look that up, but it's been in whatever position for a long time. When I say a long time, I mean, for most of you guys that are millennials like me, it has been in that position that is, that was before Aquarius since 08, since 2008. So 08, 09, 010, 011, all the way up to 2024 today, it's moving into Aquarius. Now, if you are, and it's kind of been irritating me, that's why I wanted to get on here and clear it up. I can't stand when people feel like they just read a book real quick and rush into trying to teach people about astrology and astronomy and don't know shit about it. So I've been seeing people talk about little stuff here and there on social media, and they're like, this is the age of Aquarius. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It's still the age of Pisces. It does not transfer over or begin to transfer over until March 20th. So we still have time before we start to even transition. And even March 20th does not mean it is the age of Aquarius. It means it's starting to finally shift over, right? But in order for that to happen, other planets may start to shift into Aquarius first, before the age of Aquarius. So that is what's happening with Pluto, right? So if you guys, and I was doing this myself the past few weeks, reflecting back on my teenage self, because in 08, I was 15 years old. I remember that very clearly because that was the first portion of like me feeling like there was like this dark cloud over my head, you know? If you guys listen to my old episodes, I said that, I grew up in a hood environment. I lost in 2008, I lost 13 friends, 13 loved ones. 11 of them were friends. 2 of them were, family members. And ever since then, I kept losing people to gun violence, to gang violence. There's a lot of stuff going on with me around that time, you know, like rape, like a whole bunch of shit I was going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, real deal shit. It just felt like, even though I put on a smile and tried to make the best of it, it was like, what the fuck am I going through all this for? And then transitioning into my adulthood, more shit happening. You guys have heard my older episodes. So taking my story out and just reflecting back on that for myself, it's like, okay, it makes sense now because I was going through karma. Saturn deals with karma, but also Pluto can deal with karma as well, because it's more so like that version of yourself has to die off in order for you to become this new version of yourself, right? But energy, we learned it from school, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be like transformed. So you have to go through hell. You have to go through karma in order to get to brighter days. And I know I've been, and other readers have been like, oh yeah, any, you know, this is gonna happen for you, that's gonna happen for you. And some of you guys are like, damn, that's not happening. Or maybe you keep seeing dreams about it, or you keep hearing that this blessing is gonna come for you. You're like, when? Like, when the fuck is it gonna happen? But you kept having faith, you kept looking at things as like, the glass half full instead of half empty. You know, you kept being optimistic about it. And that's pretty much what it is, I guess, trying to, it's like teaching you lessons. So Pluto is also can deal with like past lives and stuff. So it's not just like, I mean, honestly, at 15 years old, all the way up to me being 31 now, and today it's finally ended. And for anybody else that has prominent placements of Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra. It could be your sun sign. It could be, you could have multiple of those placements. Like, you could have hella Capricorn placements in your chart. You could have hella Aries, hella Libra, hella Cancer in your chart. And you just been trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. It's because we were the first in line to, kind of deal with our past life karmas and things like that. And basically us handling that karma, whatever that was for you, you know what I'm saying? And then moving forward, and now you're kind of being able to have a rebirth and finally live in your north node. So when you look at your chart and you see north node, like for me, it's Sagittarius, okay? So I was going through a lot of karma that involved Capricorn energy. What does Capricorn energy deal with? Finances, business, networking, things like that. If you guys remember my story that I shared with you guys, those were a lot of things that were affected. You know what I'm saying? It also deals with like traditional things, family values, friendships, partnerships, things like that as well. So again, that is what was affected. I'm going to be leaning more into the Capricorn one as I continue on, but I'm going to pause it first so that this first snippet I can just use in the beginning of each of these episodes so that I don't have to keep repeating myself. But yeah, so if you went through shit since 2008, all the way up until now, moving forward, you can finally get your blessings. If it felt like, why are the gods holding this back? What is going on? I keep hearing about it. Don't mention it anymore, Nola. What the fuck? You're lying. This is not happening for me. Whatever it was, the reason it was held back is because Pluto was trying to make sure you basically accomplish it. Like, some people might not have made it through. Like, some people might have given up. Some people might have turned to drugs. Some people might have, unfortunately, committed suicide, or like it's some heavy energy, stagnation, you know, delays, because you have to complete your karma first. You have to let that old version of yourself die off before you can make it to the heavens, before you can get the blessings that the gods have been promising you. It's not saying that anything other than that. So some of y'all might have been mad at your ancestors, might have been mad at the world, your spirit team, the gods, and you weren't understanding. And that's why I say astronomy and astrology is so fucking important, so you can understand like what was going on. It's not the gods trying to hold you back. It's like, we need you to complete this first. I've been mentioning this a little bit on other episodes, saying that, like, you know, you going through hell, you learn so many lessons, you know, that old version of yourself, you can no longer go back to people pleasing, or being a doormat, or being codependent, or being allowing yourself to be around narcissists, or like whatever your situation was that you grew from. It was like it all was to set you up for this transmutation of this new energy that you're gonna be in. So now when you're stepping into your north node, whatever your north node is, you're able to take those lessons from what Pluto put you through and apply it to your new life. You know what I'm saying? So now you know what a narcissist is. Now you know what abuse is. Now you know what neglect is. Now you know what, you know, what it feels like to have nothing, what it feels like to have no support, no money, and, you know, just figuring it out. You won't ever have to go through that again moving forward, but at least now you know. That's why I was saying on the last few episodes, like, maybe some of y'all have a testimony to share, because from cardinal signs as being the leaders, you guys can now share your experiences and you can help others for their next shit. We were going through that for 16 years, cardinal signs, you know, 08 to 2024. That's 16 years long of just, that's my whole life, goddamn it. Like, goddamn, I was 15 when this shit started. I'm 31 now. 16 years, that's my whole teenage adult life to like now. I don't know how old the rest of you guys are, but that's how long it's been going on. So it's like, you have plenty of many stories that you can share. So I don't know if you want to make a platform. I don't know if you want to write a fucking book. I don't know if you want to sing a song about it, rap about it, whatever it is, share your story, because moving forward for the next like 2024, starting today, January 20th, 2024, going on until 2044. So 20 years, the fixed signs are next. And you got to think about it this way. As hard as it was for the cardinal signs to get through this, fixed signs are even more stubborn because there is no, okay, yeah, I could change. It's going to be a little hard, but I could change. I can go with the flow a little bit. All right, cool. I'm learning this lesson. No, fixed signs are like, I'm not changing. I like shit exactly how the fuck it is. And your story may be able to help someone that is a fixed sign that's about to be going through this for longer. It's crazy because fixed signs, they have 4 more years tacked on to their Pluto in Aquarius karma shit that they got to go through, ego debts and stuff that they have to go through because they're more stubborn. It was like the signs I named off at first, we kind of stubborn. We have our ways, but we can still be adaptable, right? They're not adaptable at the fuck all. They don't want to hear that shit. I'm doing everything right already. I like how things are going. So if you can, share your story, share pieces of your story, inspire others because it may help them get through hell. I'm not going to hold you. They're going to be going through some shit, okay? So I'm going to pause it here and then we're going to get into Capricorn and Capricorn placements and just, I guess, a review or overview of all the lessons that you learn and, you know, just seeing what else comes up. And it's just more of an educational thing. It's not really predictions or anything like that. It's just more educational so you can understand, damn, I'm not tripping. I was going through this shit for 16 years. That makes sense. Because when I really reflected on it and I looked at the dates, I was like, damn, that's crazy. And I'm just reflecting on like my whole life. And then like the closer and closer I got to this age, which is like the closer and closer Pluto got to switching over, it seemed like shit got even more hectic and even more crazy towards the finish line. And even more things tried to pop up to like stop me or to throw me off my path or to like confuse me or to bring me back towards chaos. And it's like, you gotta keep swimming. You gotta keep swimming and keep trucking along and not stopping, right? So I'm proud of you guys, the ones that made it and was able to, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people woke up this morning with a different energy, a different outlook on life. And I hope that this helps at least explain. So when you do reflect on your life for the past 16 years, you understand why the gods put you through what they put you through. And I hope it inspires you to share your story as well. Okay. So I'm gonna pause it here. Hello, my love bugs. It's 2:17 p.m. Today is Monday, January 22nd. And we're going to go ahead and continue on with the endings and beginnings with this Pluto transition into Aquarius, leaving behind Pluto and Capricorn energy that it's been for the past 16 years. Yeah, you guys kind of listened to that little synopsis of explaining everything at the beginning of this episode. So let's jump into it. We're on Cancer and Cancer placements. That is one of the cardinal signs. Remember that cardinal signs are like more so the leaders of the zodiac. So typically people that have these placements heavy in their chart, or if you're a sun sign, that is Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, or Libra, people tend to look for you to do something first, wait for you to do something first. And then they'll follow suit and follow behind it. So that's kind of like what I mean by cardinal. It also means you can be a leader or you can be mutable, where you can kind of, if you need to follow, you can, you know what I'm saying? Like you can go with the flow if needed. You can be fixed in a certain thing or you can be a little bit more easygoing. So that's really all that means. Cancer and Cancer placements. Let's see the lessons that I feel like you we're learning these past 16 years. So from 2008 to 2024, the other day on the 20th, you were learning about using your intuition, and moving forward with things. I feel like Cancer and Cancer placements are considered the mothers and the fathers of the zodiac. But I feel like your energy could have been coming off for the past, like, 16 years. I don't know. You could have had issues, like, growing up with your mothers, your fathers, or, like, your parental figures. You could have issues with authority. It could have been really hard for people to understand your emotions. You could have been, since you were in a karmic phase, right? You were dealing out karma. So even though you weren't particularly purposefully trying to come off emotionally manipulative, you might have been perceived as emotionally manipulative as well. Yeah. So I feel like moving forward, your dharma is like, finally you can, like, your people can understand your emotions, you know? Finally people can see where you're coming from. But it was a lot of things affected with family, home life, siblings, you know, baby mom, baby dad, drama, like shit like that. Because Cancer represents home, family, mothers, fathers. So to have Pluto and Capricorn affecting you as a cardinal sign, your home life was very, very, very affected. It could have been like you had a lot of inner child healing to go through, because maybe a lot of responsibilities were put on you as a child. I know typically Capricorns have that as well, with being a cardinal sign, where it's like your parental figures were looking to you as a child to handle their business, or like, I don't know how to explain it. Let's see, example. Like, let's say you were finally old enough to work a job, and it's like, okay, your parents struggling. They could have been like, oh, okay, you know, go get you a little job. But instead of having you have a little job to support yourself and go out with your friends, you know, typical shit teenagers spend money on, going to the mall, going out to eat, going to the movies, skating rings, little fun shit like that, buying the latest fashion trends, whatever, right? Getting your hair done, your hair cut, whatever, buying a video game. Like, typically the things that you probably thought as a teenager, oh, I got me a little job, I just got these little hours after school, and da-da-da-da-da, I can now afford to be at football practice, I can afford my cheerleading outfits, like whatever it was for you. They put the pressure that they had on themselves onto you as a child. So you could have had to grow up fast. I know Capricorn placements most likely have to deal with this as well. If they don't have like a stable foundation in their home growing up, sometimes bills are put on them. So they're like, oh no, pick up a bill. And you're like, damn, that's like, it's not even like, okay, you want a cell phone, pay your own cell phone bill. It's like, no, you are in charge of what happens with us, with the lights, with the electricity. So if the lights go off because you're not paying your little money to the lights for your little $300 that you get from working at the mall, then that's on you. So it was like things were falling on you. So I feel like there was a bunch of there could have been a lot of tension in the household with your parents, because it was like, damn, I can't even be a kid. I gotta learn how to budget and balance. And they could have wrote it off as, I'm teaching you and I'm preparing you for the real world. But I still feel like that's toxic, right? Because it's like, why don't you pick up a fucking extra job at me as a child? Me, I'm talking like for you, me as a child, as a Cancer child, whether masculine or feminine. I didn't ask to be here. You created me. You opened up your legs. You fucked. I'm here. I didn't ask to be here. And now you are expecting me to pick up your woes. You're expecting me to pay the cable bill, the phone bill, the light bill, you know, to come inside and cook and raise my younger siblings. Like, it could have been a lot of pressure on you growing up. So then it kind of transpired into, I guess, the childhood, the teenage years that you had. You might be very nostalgic as an adult. You might come off and people be like, you're kind of childish, or, you know, why are you wearing that? Or you still like Hello Kitty, or you still like video games. You're 30, midways in your 30s. You might be 40. I don't know. It's just like, because you didn't get to experience that. Even if you had the game system, you never had time to sit down and play the games with your younger siblings or anything, or your friends, because you had to be an adult. That's the energy it's giving me, especially If you're a millennial like me, I'm not saying this doesn't resonate with other people, but for us to be teenagers when this Pluto and Capricorn first started, for it to be 15, 16 years old, to now 16 years later, you're 30, 31 years old, and people are trying to figure out why you're still into watching Rugrats or Finding Nemo, or like, because you didn't have a chance to sit your ass down and breathe. You have to hustle. You have to work. You might not have been able to do extracurricular activities with your friends. You could have not been able to do band or something that you really truly desire. So maybe you're growing up and you're like, I'm going to buy myself a guitar and teach myself how to play, because I wanted to learn when we had this available in high school or middle school, but I also had to have a job after school. So the schedule that I had to have didn't mesh with my interests and what I wanted to do as a student, as a teenager, as a middle schooler, or whatever. Yeah, so that's really what I'm picking up off this energy. It's like now, I feel like now as an adult that is, you know, in their next phase, and this next phase of Pluto in Aquarius really has nothing to do with you. You finished out your karma. Now it's like reflective of the type of parent you are, right? So it's like, maybe while this phase was still going on, let's say you have kids and the past few years has been hard. It could have been triggering you these past few years. Especially as you're an adult, if you have children, like, damn, I didn't want my kids to grow up and understand what it felt like to go without this or that, or, you know, it might have been hard for you to express your emotions to your kids, because maybe in your upbringing, you were told to be quiet, stay in the kids' place. Like your opinion didn't matter because I said so, because I'm an adult and because I know this and I'm grown. And so you could have been like talked to like that as a child. So then now in turn that you have your own kids, as much as you're trying to break those curses, it still felt like there was moments where it's like you might snap out on your kid and just yell. And it's like, damn, I sound like my dad or my mom or my grandma or whoever raised you. And it's like, damn, I don't want to sound like that to them. That's not even what I'm trying to put out there. But at the same time, you were still in this karmic phase until the other day on the 20th. So I feel like now moving forward, even though you could still be healing your inner child or your inner teenager, your emotions, I'm not going to say January 20th is like a end all be all and magically overnight you're just talking to your kids sweeter. But it's like you might notice that it's easier to direct your energies and your anger or your frustrations or your moments that you have where you just need a moment. It's easier to communicate that to your children, like, hey, mommy or daddy needs a moment to breathe. You know, I'm not mad at you. Mommy's just frustrated about something. Dad's just frustrated about something. Give me a couple minutes to get myself together. I'll come and talk to you. I'll come to your room and get you when I'm done. Let me breathe. You know what I'm saying? Before I would have been like, get the fuck, shut the fuck up. Like, it's giving me that energy. And it's like, that's probably how you were talked to. So, yeah. Your dharma has to do a lot with, in this next phase, you being that loving, nurturing mother or father, that loving, nurturing wife or husband one day, even to your friends, even it might be like healing, sibling. Like maybe there was like a lot of sibling rivalries growing up. Cause maybe if you were the oldest or the middle child or like older and you had younger siblings, you had to take care of them. They got to lounge around and sleep all day and, you know, wake up and eat Pop-Tarts and shit. You had to, you know, clean up the whole house and you had to, you know, make sure everything was straight, and you're stressing because you got the pressure of the parents on you. And you could have even had an issue like as you guys are able to get older. Now you're 18 and you're like, okay, technically the world sees me as being grown as 18. Let me start trying to have a voice for myself and say, hey, mom, dad, whoever was your authority figure growing up. Like, hey, you are raising me differently than you raised me differently than you're raising my younger siblings. And they're like, well, this, that, like giving you excuses. But it's like, no, when I was this age, you made me go work. This person don't have a job. Like, why? You told me I was lazy if I just wanted to sleep in. I'm a teenager. I need sleep. I'm growing. You beat me for this. Like, and this person just, you're still giving them an allowance. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those situations where when you finally got of age, you tried to advocate for yourself and speak up for yourself. And then maybe you became like the black sheep of your family or anything like that, just for trying to like get people to understand where you're coming from. And maybe it could have caused a rift in between you and your siblings, because it's like they got to be spoiled. You had to thug it out. You had to become an adult. And it's like some type of tension there, or arguments there, or they don't get your side of the, you know, they don't get your side of it. They don't understand what you mean by mom and dad's not fair, because to them, mom and dad was the world. Mom and dad gave me everything. I had an allowance until I was out of college, and they paid for my dorm room stuff and like all that kind of stuff. Like, but you didn't get that. So when you're expressing your feelings to your siblings as well, because cancer has to do anything with the family in the home, it's like they're not getting it. So they're thinking you're just complaining and you're just lazy and like, you know, oh, boo-hoo. And I feel like now that may start to get mended too. Again, it's not going to all happen overnight, but it's like slowly but surely there might be opportunities that will present itself for you to heal it. And even if you're like, no, Nola, fuck all them, I cut my family off, whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay. Then that just means like in the family that you are creating for yourself, that you and your spouse are creating children and they'll have siblings one day or like whatever, there'll be opportunities presented for you to do it in a different way, because now you understand that this was just like a karma thing that you were going through. I did the other two episodes and I was talking about like past life things that could be affecting you. Of course it could be affecting you in this lifetime too, but growing up and you're, one moment. Okay. Anyways, we're back. So, yeah, I was basically saying like the family that you're creating is basically, gonna help heal this. And even if you already have that family, you already have the spouse, you already have the kids, or like whatever your situation is, it's gonna start getting better moving forward. Because finally I feel like you're done dealing with that karma. I think I was also saying before I heard a knock on my door that some of this karma, like, yeah, that's what I was saying, like when you're a teenager, it's like how could you really put responsibilities of a teenager to have this type of karma for the past 16 years. It's like up until, like, the gods can't blame you for what you did up until this karma start happening. So if you're a millennial and it did start at like 15, 16 years old, and now you're 30, 31, 32 years old or whatever, like they can't judge you based off the first 15 years of your life. Like you ain't even really knowing for real, right from wrong at that moment. You know what I'm saying? This is karma that you have to deal with from your past lives. So again, like I said on the other episodes, if you did past life readings with me or with somebody else, or if you know how to do them yourself, it might come up that you were an abusive mother or father, or, you know, you killed a family member, or, I don't know, some heinous shit like that. Like, you're the reason that the generation is cursed. Like, you're the reason, you're, you know, this generational curse that you're breaking, however many lifetimes ago, you're the reason that this curse started. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a curse from poverty or a curse from certain mental illnesses or certain health issues or, like, just anything. There's so many different things that can be a generational curse, but it affecting family, it could be something like that. With Aries, I was saying, like, it was something about war. They used their power and abused their power. With Capricorn placements, I was saying, like, it had to do with, like, their anger, their wrath, their greed. Like, they had different demons to get through. But for you, it's something involving family. Shit, you could have been like Cain and Abel, and you killed your motherfucking brother. I don't know, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's like something like that that caused you to have this 16-year cycle of karma from a past life, more so, okay? So moving forward, I see that, I see that moving forward, your dharma cycle is like physically being able to heal your inner child, heal your child's inner child. There might be a lot of opportunities coming up that may bless your finances. So like, if you were struggling and you struggling financially started to affect how you parented right now, currently, during this past cycle that is passing, you know, that just passed, and you're now into this dharma cycle, it's gonna take a minute to, like I said, you're not gonna win the lottery overnight, but get up and try again and put your best foot forward, and I feel like you'll have better results moving forward now, because you're not in a karmic phase. So moving forward, you can have new opportunities of money coming in to support your family, where now you have wealth that you acquired that now allows you to give your child all the things that you wish you would have had growing up. If you just wish, damn, I wish I didn't have to work at 15, 16 years old and pay for bills, and I just want to make sure I can do that for my kids, that by the time they get that age, they have a savings set up. So if they want to, they're interested in something, they want to start a business, we can do that. If they're interested in investing in something, we can do that. You know, like wealth, you see what I'm saying? Where you can set them up so when they are that age that your whole life changed and you have to become an adult, you can allow them to still be themselves, still hang out with their friends, not have to be having so much on their shoulders, right? And in turn, not only does that help them not have to go through this cycle again and be like, damn, I'm healing, I'm in therapy at this age because of this, it also heals you at the same time, because you're providing them with something that you wanted, and in a way, you're still sharing that with them. So, you know what I'm saying? How do I explain that? Like, if you always just wanted to go to Disney World, but like, you guys were, you needed to eat growing up. Like, it's either y'all gonna miss out on a month's worth of food or you go to Disney World. So it's like, there was no Disney World. So now you can bring them and your inner child gets to come out. You get to go and say hi to Mickey and Goofy and Donald Duck and stuff running around. You get to get on the little spinning teapots and like have fun, you know? So it's like, at the same time that you're providing this for your child, your inner child's being healed. You're laughing again. It might be also things that you might pick up on, hobbies that your kids may be into. And you're like, wow, my kid's into painting. I did used to paint when I was a kid, and I did used to like it. Let me go sign us both up for art classes. Your kid might now be able to, after school, go to an art class at a community center, and on the weekends, you go to an art class, or I don't know, like, and then now this is something y'all could do together. Y'all might be into painting ceramics, and it's like, oh, my kid loves this. Let me have a father-son date or a mother-daughter date, or, you know, and go out and paint ceramics together and have it in the house or gift it to people for Christmas. I don't know, but it's like, it heals both of you guys at the same time. So that's beautiful. Yeah. So I feel like the lessons that came from this cycle was, just heavily restrictions around what you had growing up, around finances. And now that that's balancing up, it can balance up other things. Cause if you have been stressed about paying bills since you were a teenager, and that leaves no room for you to, afford therapy, or it leaves you no room for you to go to yoga class, because you gotta work. There's bills that have to be paid. You know, there's a roof that needs to be kept over your head. So if you're constantly in that energy of like feeling like you're just living to pay bills, sleeping, eating, shitting, and then getting up and doing it all over again, and there's nothing beneficial coming out of it, you don't have a day to rest, you don't have any time to breathe and to woosah and to, you know, cleanse that off of you, now you're going to start having those moments. So it's like therapeutic. Yeah, I feel like with this positive movement forward, it's going to bring a lot of balance. Because before, it was like things were mentally unstable, emotionally unstable. So how I was explaining that, finally you can express your emotions in a healthy way to your family, to your spouse, to your children, to your siblings, whatever. All around is going to benefit you because it's making you a better person now. It's like, it's not like you were a fucked up person before. It was just like, you know how some people say it's not that I'm a bad person. It's the environment that I grew up in. It's kind of like that for cancer and cancer placements with this karma. It's like the environment you grew up in was very karmic. So it led you to be in a certain way. Yeah. I see temperance and I see justice balancing out too. So also while you were going through this, it's giving me the energy of while you were going through this, even though, yeah, you had karma to play out from other past lives. And maybe the people that were in your family, like let's say you had to cut off everybody in your family and you only have your children, your spouse that you know, the family you created. It's giving me the energy of like, okay, what's the word for it? Like, shit. It's giving me the energy of like, okay, this and this is what's going on. Now I can finally, I don't have the I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't have the family I grew up with to mend things anymore, and that's probably not going to happen, but you might have soul family coming in. There also might have been like, you might have felt like, that's what I was trying to say, you might have felt like these people are like karmic, or the family that you separated yourself from, maybe they were doing extra fucked up things, because Pluto and Capricorn represents demons or devils, right? So maybe they had their own demons they were dealing with. Maybe they were manipulative, maybe they had substance abuse issues, maybe they're abusive, you know, narcissistic, like whatever. So I feel like some of y'all might not go back to y'all family, and y'all know that for yourself, like that's your choice. But I feel like now you have a different understanding of why things were written in your life the way it was written in your life. So now moving forward, let's say your children get older and stuff, and you know what narcissism looks like because you experienced it. So let's say your daughter or your son get a girlfriend or boyfriend in their life. You know what things to look out for that are signs of this, signs of abuse. It also, like I tell everybody that I've been doing, your testimony helps. So you speaking up in a book, on a platform, you know, social media, on live, like whatever it is, you speaking up and saying, this is what I went through, this is how I got through it, it can help others that are going through that as well. And how you did not allow it to affect your own parenting styles. Maybe you parent your children in a certain way now. You know how there's like soft parenting and all that kind of stuff like that. Like maybe you parent your kids in a certain way and it works for you. So you might be able to give other people advice on that. But I feel like now you're getting clarity on like, why you went through the things you went through. And the gods want you to share your testimony about that. Yeah, because you're very strong. Like, you went through so much shit at a young age. And you're so strong. And they're, like, giving you all of this fire back. Like, you finally called all your power back from whatever you went through. So now that your energy's not all over the place and, like, you're still healing, right? But it's like your energy is not spread out all over the place. Like, oh, this person did this with me and they have a piece of me still over there, right? This person did this in my family. So now it's like everybody has a piece of you that they're still lingering in your energy. And they have a hold over you. You know how people be like, you control your emotions. If you allow people to make you mad, then you let them get to you or like whatever it is. So I feel like in this next phase, you called your power back to yourself, and that's making you stronger than ever. It's pushing you forward. It's helping your love life, actually. Your love life may change. It might get better. Yeah. For sure. For some of you guys that are single, you might finally be able to get a genuine offer of love. Because maybe you didn't understand why you and your previous partners kept not working out. And it's because maybe you grew up in a environment watching toxic love. And you thought that's what it really, that's what love was, and it's not. So now that you're out of that karmic phase, you are able to now have genuine love, reciprocity, no codependency, no abandonment issues, and all those kind of things. So now if you are single, I feel like a love offer can finally come in, because that was like the block. It wasn't necessarily anything you were doing. It's something you have to get through. And they can't allow you to have this love that is destined for you if you still have some toxic things to work through as being the gods. So they're like, they could have kept promising you. You could have kept hearing love readings from me or others and just being like, I don't believe in it. I don't see it. You know, I want a child. I want more children or like whatever, but I don't see it happening for me. It doesn't seem like it's in the cards. It is in the cards. You just needed to get through this 16-year phase of karma from past lives in order for you to get this golden ticket and for them to say, yes, you made it through. You didn't hurt anybody while you were doing this, and not intentionally. You didn't purposefully go and sabotage something and fuck something up else up for somebody else because you were going through this karma. You stayed true to yourself. You healed yourself. You're still healing, right? So we see that you put in effort, you put in work, and we feel like now you can be with your destined divine partner, right? Because you made it through. So it's like, okay, here's your love offer. Okay, here's that family you always wanted to create, or here's another child, or like whatever. And here's an abundance so that you guys don't have to struggle and you don't have to repeat this cycle over and over again. So when it comes to Pluto and Capricorn, I feel like the demons that were sent with you with Capricorn was like, I don't know. It could have been wrath. It could have been like lust, maybe. Greed, pride, like things like that. And it had to do with family, though. Like all of those things I mentioned, it had to do with family. Yeah. So finally, you're at the point where like you can get that. Yeah. It's all gone, Baba. Yeah, because I feel like before it was like your energy from a past life was low vibrational, and you have to fix that, right? You have to fix that low vibrational energy. You have to do it alone, too. A lot of this karma surrounding, the family, not having support. Maybe you have to do this shit all by yourself. Maybe you didn't have support for the government. You didn't have no friends, no family, nobody to lean on to help you in your situation, to help you and your kids. You felt like abandoned. Yeah. By everybody. And you're like, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And then you kept manifesting. You kept wishing. I just want this. I just want that. I just need a support system. I just need a fucking break every now and then. I need 30 minutes to myself. I need, like, whatever it was, you're going to get that moving forward. Yeah, pay attention to your dreams moving forward. They can be changing. Okay? Yeah. I feel like your spirit team has watched over you the whole time, but maybe they could not interfere as much. Like, of course, they're going to make sure you're safe. So if people are physically trying to harm you or plot on you or do weird shit, of course, they're going to make sure you're safe while you get through this. Like, you're going through an obstacle course and you're following what the gods are saying, right? To get through this obstacle course. And then maybe there was people trying to trip you up, hurt you, run you over with a car while this was happening. They're not going to allow those things to happen. So they were still around you. They just could not interfere and like run alongside with you and hold your hand through the entire time. They had to kind of let you figure things out on your own, which goes back to what I said at the beginning of this episode with your intuition. Like, you have to learn how to move forward on your own with your intuition, because they can't do it for you, because it's not your spirit team's karma, it was your karma. So there could have been a lot of times where you doubted your spirit team even being there. Like, are y'all actually there? Are y'all actually listening to me? I keep praying for this. I keep asking to get out this situation. You know, I've been praying for this shit for the past decade or more, or like, I don't get it. Why does it feel like God has forsaken me? Why does it feel like nobody's listening? Like, you know what I'm saying? I can only take so much. And it was because they can assist you when it comes to making sure you're safe while getting through this obstacle course, but they cannot tag team and you know how you tag and then they run for you and then they give you a break and then tag, it's your turn to run. It's not a relay race. It was literally just you going through this obstacle course. So that's why there was times where you felt like blocked or you were confused on what your spirit team was trying to portray, and it got left up to your discernment. When those moments actually happened in the physical, like discernment, like, okay, if I react this way, this is how this is going to go. If I react that way, this is how that's going to go. So let me go ahead and keep my head on the swivel and figure this out, because it's just me. If I don't figure it out, then I'm assed out. You know what I'm saying? And without you realizing it, you were actually like completing your goals faster than expected. You were knocking out your karma faster than expected. So some of you guys could have honestly knocked out this portion of your karma fast. It's like let's say there's an obstacle course and they time you and everybody else is like taking the whole 16 years to complete this cycle, and you did it in like 4 years, and you're like, okay, but what am I still waiting on? And it's like, you were waiting on this divine timing. You're waiting on this planetary shift of Pluto leaving Capricorn and going into Aquarius for them to finally be able to like, okay, cool. Whew. Let's be able to, you know, give these messages through Nola or through another reader and clarify what the fuck was actually going on. So yeah. So for some of y'all, you guys are just really good at handling this. This is not your first time on Earth before. This is not your first time having to deal with karma. So it's like, you seen what you have to do and you did everything, but you were still in a waiting period. It's like, you know how you have like a big test out here in Washington. I think it was called the WASL. I don't know what it's called now. Like SATs or like whatever test it is. And you know how sometimes even if you're done, they still be like, you still have to sit down. Some people get done with it early and they lay down, listen to music, fall asleep, whatever. But you can't leave a classroom. It's too distracting or whatever. Everybody got 2 hours to finish it. You finish it in like 45 minutes. You got everything correct. You read fast. You know the answers, whatever. So that other hour, 15 minutes, people are still trying to catch up to you. But nobody can lead a classroom. And so everybody can lead a classroom. So it's giving me like that type of energy. So that's what's going on. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, but you completed the cycle. It's done. You've been completed it. You just had to wait for everybody else to catch up. Yeah. So if you were feeling like stagnant, you thought the cosmos were pushing you back or holding you up or anything like that, it literally wasn't them. It wasn't the God saying that you're not worthy of everything you've been praying for. It's literally just like, Pluto moves in the energy that Pluto moves in. You know what I'm saying? Mercury moves fast. We always have Mercury retrogrades. Venus has Mercury retrogrades. I mean, Venus has retrogrades every now and then. Saturn has retrogrades every now and then too. But Mercury moves quicker than everybody. Mercury be like every couple months it's a Mercury retrograde, right? So it's like not all the planets move as quickly, and the gods can't change that because that's how the cosmos work. So it's like, you just gotta sit down. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ever finish a fucking test? You gotta sit there. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, damn, these people are taking so fucking long. And it's like, you still have that one person that like works until the last minute. And then finally everybody can get up and leave. And you're like, oh my fucking gosh. Like, maybe I need to be in AP classes or I need to do something different because that took so long. Like, but it just is what it is. But it was not the God saying like, you're not worthy. You can't have this. You don't deserve a family. You don't deserve love. Even though I hear your prayers, like they can just hear you out. Yeah. I see somebody calling out to the moon. The moon card, chariot card, queen of cups and king of cups represents, cancer placements in tarot, mainly the chariot and the moon card. But Queen of Cups, King of Cups is any water sign. But I'm just using it for you guys because that's who we're talking to right now, right? So I see the moon and it's like, you're yelling out to the moon. You're barking, you're screaming, hollering at the moon. Like, what the fuck is going on? I've been praying for this same prayer for the last such and such years. But it's like, pray now, you know, put that energy into it now, because now it can actually transpire and happen. I hope that makes sense. Because before, it's not like the prayers were going unanswered. They just couldn't give you, they just can't release you from the classroom before everybody else, because that's not how things work. So that's what it is, really. Yeah. And this is for both masculine and feminine energies. Now I feel like you, even though you're a water sign or water sign placement, you have this spark of fire within you again. Like, you're finally amped up again about life. You're finally getting excited and passionate again about life. You've been praying for, things to help you feel more creative and you to create more things and you to be passionate about something again. Maybe you just lost the love for life, you know? Cause you're just like, I'm here. I'm just existing. I'm not living. I haven't been here. I haven't done this. I want to try this. I want to go, like, places. I want to meet new people. Like, I'm tired of the same scenery. You weren't able to do that before because of this. I want to experience love. I've never felt real genuine love before, you know? And I feel like they were showing you glimpses of your life. Like, yeah, this is your partner. Isn't that cute? This is how they're going to feel about your kids when you get pregnant, or, you know, whatever. This is this and this is that. And you're like, okay, but when? Especially being a water sign or water sign placements, you guys are easily able to tap into the spiritual realm. So dreams, shit, visions come to you naturally, right? You can be claircognizant, where it's just like, you just have the gift of just knowing. You just know that your life is supposed to be better. You just know you're destined for something way greater than what you're living. But it's like, my dreams, my visions, my intuition is not adding up with what the fuck I'm seeing in my physical. So it was like starting to make you maybe doubt your gifts or doubt your intuition, or like throw you off. And I feel like, like that's why I always tell you guys to write down your dreams. Cause if you go back in your dream journal or your notes in your phone, what your dreams are like, whatever, you will notice that they have given you clues about who, what, when, where, and how it will look like in your life after Pluto changed out of Capricorn into Aquarius. And now you're done with that cycle. So they've been showing you. They're like, we're leaving you fucking clues, bro. We're not even supposed to do this. It's against the rules, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're trying to give you some type of insight. It's just like, since it wasn't directly happening in that moment, you felt like, you guys are fucking lying to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are y'all lying to me? Why would my spirit team lie to me? Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, so you just been showing me this shit for what? Am I delusional? Am I crazy? Why am I seeing all this stuff in spirit and I'm not feeling it or seeing it in real life? Like, that's whack. Like, why are y'all even talking to me? Don't talk to me about nothing. You know, like, you could have had a real deal attitude with them, and it's like, it's not us. Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like, you could have felt like nobody hears your prayers. They're like, pray one more time, like start over from scratch. Cause it's not that your prayers weren't heard these past 16 years. It's that now we can finally answer them. Right? Yeah. Now we can finally answer them. So have a different perspective on it. Like, what do you want? They're asking you, like, what do you want? Just speak it. And you're like, fuck, I done said it a million and one times. Say it one more time. You know? Yeah, and then watch it show in your reality. Pray for it one more time. So maybe, I don't know if you're going to hear this episode today on the 22nd or whenever you do. But whenever you actually hear it that night before you go to bed, like throughout the day, whenever you hear this, but before you go to bed, just kind of take a moment to kind of sit in meditation and just be like, okay, what have I been praying for the past couple years or the past however long that hasn't came through yet? Let me go ahead and just put the effort for it and just say it one more time. You know, like, I have nothing to lose at this point. I've lost fucking everything. Let me just put those prayers out one more time. and, you know, just try one more time. Dust yourself off and try again. Some of you guys, it's like for love, for support, stability. Yeah. You gotta do it, but you gotta trust in it, right? Because, now you finally got your spark back. So you're, it's like you got your magic wand. And it's like, expecto patronum, you know, but if you don't say expecto patronum with like heart, soul, if you don't say that shit right and snap the wand right, and you're just like expecto patronum, you know, you guys remember like how easy it was for Harry to do it, and then Ron Weasley would be like saying it, but he'd be kind of like lazy saying it, so it was like backfire, or it wouldn't really happen right, or, you know, he thought that he wasn't a real powerful magician like his best friend, but it was because he wasn't saying it with his chest, he wasn't saying it with umph, he wasn't saying it with passion. And even sometimes when Harry was learning a new spell, he had to realize that I gotta feel it, I gotta feel that shit for it to come out right. So expecto patronum, but say that shit with your motherfucking chest, right? Yeah, facts. Yeah, there's a major ending, like you went through so many major endings, it's like you're done with that cycle, you don't have to worry about anything ending for you anymore. And if anything is ending around you, it's just to bring in the new. Like, how can you have a new place built being built if we still got the old complex there? You gotta shift. So things might seem like my life is falling apart, but really it's falling in place. They just need you to look at it that way, right? Like, maybe you're like, I want a new job, or I want to work for myself, and then you get fired from your job that day and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? But then guess what, now you have all the time in the world to work for yourself. So it's like, apply that, right? Yeah, some of you guys have been going to sleep crying for however long about your finances, about opportunities and stuff. So say it one more time. And I mean, like, list it off. If you have to write it down, write it down. You know, if you know your prayers and your wishes and goals off the top of your dome, just say it before you go to sleep tonight. And if you gotta, you know, put all your umph into it, then do that. If you gotta cry about it, cry about that. You know, if you gotta yell it to the moon, yell it to the moon, scream, shout, but just try one more time. It's basically what I'm picking up. Yeah. If you've been wondering, like, maybe you have a platform or maybe you have a website and you're like, this shit is not going anywhere. Like, give it one more chance. Yeah, I see. You might not even realize after you say this prayer, you might wake up and you're viral and you're like, whoa. Now I got how many hits on my website and how many orders overnight? Like, because why? I put all my heart into it. I put all my magic into it. I put everything that I have left. This is all I have left in me. It's my voice. It's how I feel about it. I know this is supposed to happen. I know I'm supposed to be a star. I know I'm supposed to be recognized. I know this and that, you know? You might even realize that, like, you might pray for one thing and involving, like, finances. You might be like, yeah, I just want my t-shirt website to blow up or something. And then the gods might bless you for being so patient while you were waiting for your friends to catch up to you. Maybe you got done with your 16-year karma in 4 years. That's still another 12 years you gotta sit there and wait for people to catch the fuck up. And that's a lot. And you gotta wait for the fucking planet itself to transition into the next zodiac sign. That's a fucking lot of waiting, right? So you might pray for one thing and realize you get 3-4 things. You ever buy something from a store or like a vending machine or something? You're like, oh, I just want a bag of chips and like 2 candy bars and a drink dropped out of there too. That's what's up. Or like you order something from a website and you go back and look and you only ordered 1, but they gave you 4. It's like you're going to get more than expected. You're only praying for this, but you're going to get more because the gods are that proud of you and you waited. And you didn't go around and sabotage other people while you're waiting and just be like, oh, I don't have this. Fuck the world. I'm going to blow up everything. And like, you didn't do that. You're just like, fuck it. I'm going to just do what I can. Right. Yeah. And for the chariot card to represent cancer placements in tarot, the chariot is like the chariot. You ever seen a chariot on the back of a horse? It's like a car. back in those days, or is represented as a car or something like that. Imagine you're trying to drive somewhere and your car don't work. And it's like, okay, I'll get on the bus. I'll walk. I'll bike it. I'll cycle. I'll skateboard. I'll run. Fuck. You're trying to do anything because your car's not moving forward. But that's a major thing for a cancer placement, to not be able to move forward in something. And you're literally like the card of like driving or movement forward. And for it to be in reverse, for you to be stagnant like that. Hell no. It's one thing if you gotta go into your shell and go into hermit mode for a second, figure shit out, and then pop back out. But for you to not be able to control when you pop out, when you leave the classroom, that shit was fucking with you, right? So it's like, yeah, finally, right? Finally, you get to move forward from that. I feel like there's gonna be opportunities that's gonna present itself to you that you've been praying for a while. And instead of, like, if it's like a competitive field or something like that, you're not going to have to compete for that. So let's say, for example, you wanted to be like a model or something back in the day. Like, when I say back in the day, I mean like growing up. You're like, oh, I watch America's Next Top Model. I know I can do this. And oh, I can just see myself doing it. And I have these cool features and wop, 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 wop. And then it didn't happen. Whatever. Life happened. And you're still beautiful, handsome, in today's time, whatever. And it's like, you might not even really have a portfolio, but you do. You feel what I'm saying? Like, your pictures on your social media platforms are literally your portfolio. Like, that's how fire they are. And they might not even be with a professional camera. It might literally just be with your iPhone or your Android or something, but it's fire because you're that motherfucker. You're that bitch, whatever. So there's going to be something that may present itself to you that you forgot that you even manifested so long ago, that the gods are going to be like, yeah, there's no competition. You got the job. Like, there's a, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there's people auditioning for this shit, and there's like thousands of people that showed up at the event. You didn't even show up at the event because you couldn't afford it. You couldn't go. You were too busy, whatever. You had no babysitter, whatever the fuck it was for you. But you still get to be the face of L'Oreal because they seen you randomly on fucking online and they're like, oh my god, nope, this is the person. They're like, but we have all these auditions, tell them the spot is already booked. And it's like, they contact you and it's like, I didn't even apply. Do you want the position? Yes, cool, all right then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something like that that may happen for you as well. Yeah. There's a lot of eyes on you. There might be a lot of people that are like jealous of what you may have going on for you, because it seems like your life is just so easy and everything's just handed to you. And I feel like they don't understand what you have to go through, especially growing up and, you know, in that type of situation. Yeah, but look out for an offer and a message. One could be like an offer of love. The other one could just be like a message from a company or something like, hey, we seen you on Instagram. We really like your pictures. And you're like, I have 55 followers. How the fuck did Fenty find me on Instagram and I have 55 followers? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even popping like that. I don't even post like that. But they seen your face. They seen your look, your features, and they're like, this person has it. Yes, let's go. This is the face of my company, or, you know, whatever. This is my brand ambassador. This is who we want, who we need. Based off what they see with their eyes, based off what they hear with their ears. Maybe you have a voice, maybe you rap, maybe you make beats, I don't know. But it's like, you might think, nobody's really watching me or listening to me, or they don't see me, and really they do, and the gods are gonna bless you with this. Yeah, there's an opportunity coming in, a message, a love offer, and a powerful, like, there's powerful people watching you without you realizing it, and you're just like, the fuck, who out of the 55 people that follow me on here is like a celebrity low-key? You know how they be like little shows and stuff, and they'll be like secret millionaire or whatever. Like, it's something like that where somebody has a profile or something and it's just like, it looks like an average Joe. Maybe they don't even have a fucking picture or something, and you're just like, ah, whatever. And you're not really taking it that seriously. And then it's like the whole time that was like the Fenty person that hires the fucking models or something. I don't know. Or like Nike or Balenciaga or something. It's like, what the fuck? What? Like, I'm glad I didn't post any ugly pictures, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm glad I didn't post just anything on SoundCloud. I put my best work. I put my best foot forward, even though I didn't know who was watching me. So I feel like that's what's happening. I hope that clears up a lot of things for you. Cancer placements, best wishes, nothing but the best wishes for you and your family that you're creating or you're reconciliating with or whatever it is for you. Best wishes for you guys moving forward, because I feel like family is very important. And for me, coming from a background that I did, that's all I really want, you know? So if I feel like I'm reading people's energy and I can see that's all you really want to, I wish nothing but the best for you in that venture, and that things go beautifully for you and your family, and that you guys are both able to heal, and you're able to heal your inner child, your inner teenager, your young adult self, and just, you know, have a blessed life. That's it. That's all. Love you guys. Peace.